Six Dead Adventures. Ha ha ha.
Welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions. I'm Lauren, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Stephanie, who plays Raquel.
Ah, hoi hoi, darlings.
Kyle, who plays Urpax.
Grip it and rip it, baby.
Ben, who plays Thoradin.
I've never understood why Rakshasa are considered so charming. All their compliments are backhanded.
Oh.
No, not funny. Too soon. Okay?
Matt, who plays Fennel.
How do you know when a tree has way too much root beer? He won't stop texting his axe.
Oh, no. And Sean, who plays a button.
Look, we've gone like this entire season. I still don't have a little gag for a button. So I'm just going to roll with that. Hi.
So valid. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, before anything else terrible fucking happens. So last time on the Tabletop Champions, I don't even know what happened. I have a lot of notes, but
we fought in like a chessboard thing.
Yeah.
We got put in there and we fought some demons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like
let me just double check all my spells.
Yep, I did a whole lot of damage.
It's so much damage. You did. You fought. No.
That was before.
Actually, I think Fennel took a negative level.
Didn't see that happening. I think I distinctly remember that happening.
Mm-hmm. No comments from the peanut gallery, please.
So yeah, you guys were placed kind of on a game board, a diorama, actually, of a battlefield, and it teleported you to said battlefield where you faced off a army of demon spawn-like entities and an actual fucking Balroth. You guys won. You used a lot of resources, took a lot of damage, got a little close, but you made it. And as you guys had completed your fight, you were teleported from the battlefield and back into the star-shaped room. And a little blue glowing rune lights up upon your return.
Shit. I hope the rest of the challenges we have to do here are easier.
That wasn't very pleasant.
Darlings, it wasn't that bad. I guarantee you we've all lived through worse.
I didn't take any damage. I just don't have any spell slots anymore. Well, all my good ones are gone.
You did very effectively destroy an entire army, so...
That was fun, for the record.
I mean, I did get to use one of my monastery's new techniques, so that was kind of fun.
All right, so what else was in this room? I'm forgetting what we saw in the room besides.
Yeah. So there was that. Lauren deleted it because I was making way for the next area, but there was that little diorama. And you guys also did find another glass shard to something. And I think this one was stained. Someone's going to correct me because I didn't write this down.
Oh, yeah,
I think it was stained red or white. It was white. A piece of glass that was painted white. Yeah. It was like clouds almost. You guys did find that. It doesn't look like it was
in what shape? Because I was holding it.
You were holding it. Like a little, like a teardrop shape.
Hmm.
I'm going to say, darling, I'm trying to show you, and I'm going to hand it to Raquel.
Oh, well, darling, I don't know what you're trying to show me. And I guess I look at it and investigate it, Lauren. I don't know if there's anything I could tell from it.
Yeah, roll investigation.
Okay, cool. I don't know what my character sheet is. Hold on. Okay, investigation, you said?
Mm-hmm.
God, my investigation is piss poor. Oh, credited! 23! I know all the things!
I know everything. Raquel is studying this, and it actually looks like a stained piece of glass, almost used like for... palaces and even temples. Stained glass is used to kind of replicate a specific image. And the way that this is cut and shaped, you think that maybe this goes to a giant mural glass pane window with fancy colors on it. And as you're closely inspecting it, you find that it looks like someone like pried it out. Like there's kind of scratch marks on it. Looks like someone pried it out.
Well, darlings, I mean, of all the antiquities that I've seen across all of this plane, this looks like something that's from a very, very fine piece of stained glass. Probably a mural, but it's intriguing because it looks like it's been pried, like taken away from something bigger. I don't know.
I'm going to tap on Raquel's head and say, smart bird.
No.
Can you reach my head?
Point in your head and say, smart bird.
No.
Oh, thank you, Abaten. Yes, Fennel?
Now, when you say fine, did you mean steel?
It was on the ground.
Okay.
Stealing? Excuse me, sir. I don't know. I know we've been adventuring for a while, but, you know, for you to make such harsh accusations, were you saying that I stole such fine items? Is that what you were saying, Matt? Is that what, were you making a joke? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was like, oh my god, was I super being a dick to Matt?
But no, you also remember that you have a piece as well. It's I believe that one's red. Like,
no, I'm just like referring to the comment. She says all the antiquity she finds.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's what I was playing on, and then I was like, fuck, did I misunderstand Matt? No, darling, you, I have always paid a fine and fair price for all of the things that I have acquired. That
I'm gonna scant message to Raquel and just say, you fucking liar.
And I'm gonna say, shut your mouth.
And then I'm gonna
message quiet, dumb bird.
I'm gonna message back to Thieves Cant. I'm not talking.
I think this is
shut
when
shut your hands.
I look at Throden and then use Druid's speech. I think they're lying.
Well, Throden will just say in common, well, that you said that it looked like it had been pried, so it, at least, was probably stolen.
Darling, that's exactly what I was saying. Thank you, Throden. I did not take this piece. I just found it. So I really think that remind me, did we see Matt have the red piece, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, well, we have anyone found any other pieces like this?
Good save, Ben.
I guess I'm no better because I did find this one.
Zacchaeus! I'm joking. Anyway.
Wait, do I have one of these things?
You do not.
Okay, I'm going to get a message to Raquel and say, I don't think he paid for that.
And then I wink at the bird. So I'm going to go over. Well, for now, maybe. Do you mind if I see your piece to see if maybe they fit together?
Sure. And I just give it to Raquel like it's like no problem.
So, Lauren, if trying to meet the two at any point, or is there
make
anything?
Make sure you're very descriptive with Stephanie here. We don't want another bottle situation.
Number one, I'm not sick, so that helps.
Are you
but
drunk?
He's there. No, I'm not. You know, no,
just I mean, wishing blast and all that. I'm having flashbacks right now.
I know. Can you like please send me a huge diagram? Fuck me. 2 years later, I can't let it go.
I'm never going to let you live that down.
20 years down the line, I hope you still give me shit for it because that was like the dumbest flipping thing I've ever done. Oh my God.
Steph, you know we're all going to give you shit for it.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I completely deserve it. But I might call in sick for the next episode. And I feel sick plowing through. It's forever in D&D history. Anyway, so Lauren, when I have the two pieces, like, do they match? Like, is there, like, can I tell it's from the same mural? I don't know. And if you want me to do an investigation or whatever.
Yes. Go ahead and do another investigation.
I'm going to get all of the bad things. Hen! Crushing it.
Hen. Okay, so you're kind of putting them next to each other and flipping them around, but this red piece actually looks like a square, and it doesn't look like it fits anywhere with this white-shaped teardrop that you have.
Okay, and the teardrop, is it like elongated or fatter? But it just doesn't matter. Never
mind. Yeah, so it's like it's thicker, like around the middle.
All right,
that's about it.
All right, but does it seem like the same weight and thickness?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, all right.
You're kind of like holding them both in your hands and kind of like hefting them around and comparing. They definitely do seem to be like cut very similarly, just not the same like pattern or same design.
That makes sense. Well, darlings, it seems like they may have come from the same mural or, you know, piece of stained glass, but they obviously don't fit together.
Hmm. Do you think maybe there's something further down in this dungeon that might it fit into?
Okay, possibly.
Or more pieces. Maybe we just don't have all the pieces to the puzzle yet.
Well, I mean, I don't see any other option than for us to adventure on.
I mean, I could take a nap here.
I was going to say, I'd like to do a perception check of the room to see if it's different. Because this appears to be the same room we've been in this whole time, right?
Yeah. The last room that you were in, like, you stepped on these circular glowing glyphs, and it took you, it seems like, to another room. But it's the same shape, it just had different stuff in it.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll a perception, if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm just going to do a perception before I step on the circle on 8. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems to be the same old room. You don't notice anything extravagant. You don't see anything extra. The last time that you were in this room, except for that glowing circle.
Okay. Then I'm going to look at the group, just kind of look around, shrug, and then, step on the circle again.
Okay. You step what on happens? The circle and he disappears.
Poof.
I honestly think we really need to stop just like randomly, you know, jumping into portals and...
Counterpoint, I jump in the portal.
Darling, it's so...
A button is here to do the dangerous decisions before Fennel does.
Right. Well, darling, it served us a good purpose thus far, and then I jump in.
Well, and it seems like the bird can kill things, so it doesn't... I'm more comfortable following them.
From a bad standpoint, it's just, yeah. I've got to do these things before Fennel does them.
No, that makes sense. Makes sense. You're scouting, right?
Yeah.
I suppose just like, I kind of wish Button would stop putting himself in the danger so quickly.
Hmm.
Bird.
Well. It's all for you, Damien.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, perhaps you should be quicker to put yourself in danger.
You have a point there, but...
Do I...
wait, why shouldn't we just like maybe prepare ourselves before we just like jump into the unknown?
Yeah, no.
Well,
anyway, I'm pretty sure they're waiting on us. I'll go ahead and just jump in.
All right, before he goes, I'm gonna cast healing word on him.
Oh, yeah, I just realized I am like extremely hurt
because I noticed he's like horribly like. Bruised and bloodied and burned.
Yeah, I'm down to 31 HP.
Well, oh. You get 14 more hit points.
Thank you.
Whoops.
I guess we could have just, like, you know, short rest at least.
Too late now.
Yeah.
I mean, you jumping can in. If you'd like. All right.
Nah, so. I'm not gonna.
You could just wait, make us wait an hour.
You could.
While we're getting killed on the other side by some
yeah.
You get there and it's just viscera of our corpse. I hope you got.
I don't think Fennel could handle that, so he's just gonna jump in.
Okay. And then perfect. Is Raquel already, did she jump on and I just missed it?
I jumped on.
She followed me. Yeah, she was like second.
All right, cool. So for starters, I'm going to need everyone to roll initiative, but don't panic, okay? Disclaimer, do not panic.
We never panic. Nah.
That's not panicking. I have a fucking super plus to initiative. I'm not worried.
Oh my god.
Whoa. How do I roll?
Oh shit, I fucked up. Hold on, I got this.
Oh my god, I rolled a 1. And I have an 11. Oh my goodness.
God, you did so
that's the
bad.
Actual. That's the that's absolute what happens lowest.
If you're cocky.
I know. I rolled the lowest initiative I'm capable of rolling. Fuck.
I still rolled lower than you.
Yeah, you did.
I have a 19 dex.
I have a 20 dex and I still rolled shitty.
You rolled an 11, but I get to beat you because I have more of a plus.
What is it? Do you have alert or something?
I'm super. I took the feat or whatever.
Right. Oh.
Okay. This time, you guys don't find yourselves in a room. You find yourselves in a familiar blackness. And as you look left, look right, you don't see anything. You're just surrounded by internal darkness, essentially. Who is my first person? Throden, I believe. Throden, you see a scene in front of you. It plays out. These are my favorite fucking tropes, and I'm going to die on this hill, damn it. You see... Where's my notes? You see your village burning again. You've seen this many times. You play this in your head multiple times. You see your family fighting to their last tooth, their last breath. And you see the village burn down. And you see the Raven Queen, a figure tall, encased in dark robes with feathers trailing softly behind her. She goes to the burial grounds that you've made for your wife. She reaches down and her hand goes through the dirt. And as she stays there for just a moment and she begins to pull up, holding the hand of your wife, your mate. Oh, man.
Yikes.
They have a conversation, and then the scene changes, and it's a battlefield. Your companions, you look around, your companions are on the ground, dying, bleeding out, taking their last breath, and you are standing there, holding on, using your staff for support, as you look up and you face this dark entity, this dark spider, Krazaketh himself, against a horde of evil. And you take a deep breath. And you hear, you are about to die. You are about to lose your lineage. No one will remember your name. You will have no legacy to pass on. What would you give to save it?
Theron just kind of thinks for a moment. I would give everything I have.
And as you say that, your physical form itself begins to glow white. Bright, and it illuminates the scene in front of you, just completely shatters it. And Throden, you find yourself standing in a corner of a star-shaped room. Raquel, this time you see the same thing. You're in the darkness, but there's a figure that approaches you. It's Ermo.
Mm-hmm.
He has a look of disgust on his face. He says, I could never love someone so selfish as you. And he walks away. And this time, the scene changes. And he's on the ground with nowhere to run. And he looks up at you with desperation in his eyes. And he says, please save me, Raquel. And you know that if you reach down to grab him, you could pull him up easily. You hear, would you still save him after he broke your heart?
I don't know who you are. And I don't know what you're doing to me, but I will always save my Aramel.
And you reach down, you extend your hand, and Aramel holds it, and you pull him up. And as soon as you do, your form turns into white, brilliant light, dissipates the image in front of you, and you find yourself standing in a star-shaped room, staring across from Throden. Fairfax, you see something a little bit different. You see, the home that you grew up in, it was makeshift. It was consistently traveling. And your parent is gently and tenderly showing you, educating you, the different things that you can do with your powers. You watch, and it seems that time fast forwards right before your eyes, and you can see your parent change between forms until they land on the old man form of Urpax. The story of your family's history, the importance of the identity of Urpax, is explained to you in whole. You learn about Urpax in that moment. And they tell you that one day, you too will take the form of Urpax. A dragonfly pendant is placed on your shirt. We are destined to record the facts and the history of the world. They pull out a thick book, dating back years before the heroes of Irulan even made an appearance. Time fast forward again, the world, to the younger version of you, actually. In Urpax form, gathering stories and information of the most recent heroes to save Irulan, the clutches of Alenia, Nedeline, and the forces of evil. However, the scene changes once more, and you are met with the destroyed and smoldering ruins of Irulan. The great city of New Dolodon is gone. The sky is black, with purple streaks racing through the sky into a massive maw of teeth. You realize with horror that this is what the world will look like if Krazakoth wins. The armies that he created are now turning upon themselves, fighting, battling to the death. And you also hear, what would you give to save this world? A world that has shown you the beautiful things in life has also shown you the monstrosities that people are capable of.
Our legacy.
With your answer, you glow into this brilliant, bright, white light that dissipates the scene in front of you. You find yourself standing in the star-shaped room as well, in another corner of the star.
Okay. I think I went a little too high.
Too late. No take backsies.
Should have negotiated down more. Oh, okay.
No motherfucking take backs. Lauren wrote it down. Kyle said legacies.
Ted.
Fennel, it's the same thing. You are in darkness, and then Theo looks in front of you. This is back to you, and the scene lights up. See him shortly after he has kicked you out of the monastery. People are gasping at him, questioning him, and he just shakes them off and walks away. And then, a moment later, the beautiful oak tree that was once the home to many in the monastery, a symbol of hope, is now a beacon of flames and despair. There's fighting that's taking place, other monks and students facing off with one another. It quickly becomes apparent that the victors are the ones fighting underneath Leo's orders. Scene switches again to right after you and Throne had escaped the mansion from Leo after a semi-successful heist had taken place. This time you see Leo angrily ripping off a cloak to expose his right arm, a brilliant tattoo glowing against his skin. He closes his eyes and mutters something under his breath. You're not sure what it is. And the tattoo lights up purple and black. It shoots a small ball of energy into the streets, and a portal rips open as a demonic creature reaches out and dreams the life of a woman attempting to run away. Then you hear, you could have prevented this if you had just killed him. This could have been prevented. But there is a second chance. What would you do this time to prevent him from hurting others?
You kind of see Fennel struggle. When he's... I got a question first. When Fennel looks at him, does Leo seem like different, like in a way that he almost not, because this is like complete change of like he normally acts with him.
Mm-hmm. This is a complete change of demeanor. Go ahead and roll me a perception check for Fennel.
Okay. 26.
So with a 26 perception, you're able to tell that with each sequence that you see Leo, he has become, he's lost a little bit of his humanity. He looks a little bit more deranged. And in the final scene that you see him in, there's something dark in his eyes, and you're not sure what it is, if there's another influence or what. But he definitely does not seem human. He doesn't seem like his self anymore.
I think when Fennel hears that, he might then go back, think back on his teachings, is like, I will show him the light.
And with that, Fennel, a soft, beautiful white glow surrounds you. You find yourself standing in this beautiful star-shaped room. Da-da-da. A button.
Yes,
you Lord. See this time, you see Fennel bleeding out on the ground. And you are actually in your statue form. You're not in a button. You're not your Kinku self. And
do I still feel the drive towards helping Fennel if I'm back in my statue form?
Absolutely.
I do. Okay.
You do. You really, really do. And you can see him struggling to speak out the words, stupid bird. And you see him struggling, and it's driving you mad. And you hear, what would you sacrifice to save the one you swore to protect?
Am I able to speak?
You can.
In a way, in that way, Lauren? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would say, I would do anything.
Good. And then the light releases the wooden form of a button. You are free. And a button raises, you raise your bow and you shoot at whatever entity that it is that is attacking Fennel, seeming to cause him pain. And as the arrow strikes true, your entire world glows white. And as you land and find your bearings back in the star-shaped room, you hear, I dreamt I saw an endless plain with 12 great and terrible stars around me. I saw the open maw of darkness gaping wide to devour. I saw good and evil in their eternal dance, spiraling to no true except that which was to destroy all things. I saw a gathering of 5 points of light, a defeat of destruction, and challenges beyond time and eternity. And as these words are resonating throughout the room, you guys see an archway appear in the middle where the portal was, and a giant, brilliant mural of glass, brightly colored glass appear in the middle of the room. In front of it lays a chest. And you hear, it is time. It is time to face the final battle, to face and destroy Krazaketh. You have passed all the tests. We offer you these treasures. And it's at this point where you see, you see the familiar form of Malil standing mm-hmm. strong beside Jazarian, Bahamut, Raven Queen. And they're all smiling and offering you these gifts.
Damn. All right. I accept. What is, do they say anything or they're just standing there like with goodies in front of them?
They're standing there with goodies in front of you.
Thank you. And I approach, I guess.
Do all of us see them?
You all see them.
And looking at myself, am I still a bird?
Sean, I'm actually going to let you decide that one.
Ooh. I kind of don't want to be a bird anymore because it's coming to a button.
Mm-hmm.
So then does everybody else see me differently now as a human? Or is it just me? Or is
they
it something?
See you.
Well, let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. Okay. I want to look at the gods.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still a button. And I want to, because I can't really communicate, I want to thieves can't at the three of them and say something's off, something isn't right. Something doesn't feel right. I'm not me. I've learned things here. What does this mean?
This time it's actually Malil that approaches you. And he holds out his hand. He extends it to you, a button. I can show you what that means.
I'm gonna take out my hand and like finger point touch his finger at first and make sure that it's there. And then, like, put my hand in Malil's hand.
He grasps your hand, and there is just a surge of a burst of energy, and there's golden light that kind of blinds all of you for just a moment. And as the light settles, it's no longer a button standing there anymore, but a human man. And Sean, do you want to describe what he looks like?
Yeah. So he's got a backpack. And he's kind of slovenly dressed and looks like he has some patches of like dung on his legs. And as he adjusts his backpack, you can hear like the clank of metal in his backpack. He's holding a shovel, but he's like fit as fuck. and he's got, I believe, blonde hair and green eyes, a slovenly beard. Yeah, I think that's what he looks like.
It's your character.
Yeah, right? It is now. I'm trying to remember, though. I'm trying to go back to, like, season one.
Hey, man, he's gone through some shit. This is what
he has gone through now. Some shit. But I chose to bring him in the stable keeper form. And I'm going to look at my hands, which are, and I'm going to squeeze them into fists. And I'm going to look around and I'm going to say, it all makes sense now. This is who I am. Hey, y'all. This is who I am.
Is
oh, put you? Him back.
I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it.
I can't wait to might see be everyone. Better than the- I can't wait to see Torin and Sparkles and everyone.
Is that
where you? Are they?
Are you? Is that you, Button?
It's me.
Torin and Sparkles.
It's Travers.
How long have you been gone?
I've been here. I've been with you guys, but oh man, all this is coming back to me now. Oh man, I got turned into like a piece of skin. The last thing I remember, but now I'm back. My hands.
Sorry.
They have bones.
I mean, you had bones as a bird too, didn't you?
Yeah, but that wasn't fully me. Oh man. Lauren, do I remember things now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. With Milil's touch, he has restored your memory.
He must have taken mm-hmm. my spirit. The bastard didn't give me my body, but he took my spirit. I'm back. I'm back, you know.
God, I regret everything.
Are you as good with a bow as the bird was?
That is the question, Lauren. And I brought this up to Lauren earlier.
You did.
Am I still good with the bow? Do you want me to roll up a new character sheet?
No, please keep the bow.
Okay. I'm gonna reach into my backpack for like my sword, and I'm gonna dump out what I assume is my armor, but it's just full of pots and pans and shit. I'm like,
yes.
Damn you, Grifto! Damn you!
Oh God!
You took my skills. Yeah, I'm still pretty good with the bow, I guess.
All right.
I completely forgot what it was like.
There's a reason Travers is the Travers we know and love. the first NPC to ever be retconned back to being alive.
Die.
It's my favorite running gag.
It's a very stupid.
It's a very stupid gag.
It's good.
Every D&D campaign has one.
Yeah, I agree. It's you know, listen, you gotta have a couple goofs to just always hit. What are the not that you know? It isn't wonderful that Travers is here, but there's.
No, I'm sorry. I don't need to take the spotlight. I'll step back.
Well, no, I'm just saying you can be having this wonderful conversation, but Urpax has his focus has kind of been like, all right, he's loud. What about the pile of goodies? All right, do I see some? Do they have name tags on them?
Are they wrapped?
Do I have to just jump on the one that looks cool first with dex check?
It absolutely says two Urpax love Malil, your bro. Now, you do see that it looks like it's just all kind of piled into a treasure chest, a very generic chest, like with its lid propped open. Do you want to roll me a perception check to kind of get a quick glance of what's in there without being super duper rude or?
Oh, I have no problem being super duper rude about it, first of all. But second of all, my perception check is a natty 25.
Oh my goodness. You definitely see some boots. You see an iron flask. You see a sword. You see a bow. You see a really cool looking cloak. You also see, looks like there's some bottles There's about 6 bottles in there. 6 of them have the same liquid in it, and one is different. And then you also kind of see maybe on top of the cloak, there's like a little cube.
A cube?
That's what you see. Mm-hmm. And
immediately in the cube, but okay. I don't know how we divide and conquer these things.
Travers is at this time giving Fennel a big hug. Like, he's wearing a buttons cloak and it's very small on him.
Oh,
like,
no.
His arms are like ripping the sleeves and he's got like dung on his arms. He smells terrible. Right?
Speaking of which, while Urpax is over by Malil, I'm just going to real quick throw in, hey, any chance you could heal him over there? He's dying.
Which one?
So
you,
here's the deal. Like, this is kind of like your last safe zone, so to speak, so you can get a full night's rest, you can eat some good food, attune to these cool shit that I got you, and then tomorrow, whenever you get, you know, all rested up, you can go about your merry way, you'll be full health, ready to go.
Oh, and you're going to be there to help us, right?
No, unfortunately not. We've poured a lot of our essence into this. This is the sanctuary.
Can you like go? You're kind of breaking my hands.
Oh, yeah, sorry. By the way, I'm Travers. I'm no longer a button. You don't have to call me that anymore, friend. As I pat him on the back.
Okay. Ow.
You're safe with me. Don't you worry, buddy.
And a little kind of gestures to the room, and a table full of food just appears. It looks like some of the best food you could possibly even ask for. There's drinks, there's anything. And there's also cots and beds set up as well in this room. And he continues, this is the last stop for us. We've put a lot of our energy into keeping this area safe and protected. Put you through the trials to show that you are worthy, and you are ready to face Krazakus.
So y'all are just gonna hang out here while we go fight this gigantic spider?
No. And Bahamut just kind of clears his throat and steps up and goes, actually, after you leave here, we're gone. We put all of our life essence into creating this for you. This is it for us.
Every single god I touch goes away.
You didn't touch. No.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you should go touch Krazakus. Maybe that'll work.
Okay. I'll
hey, that. Go maybe that'll now. Work.
I'm going to go eat and be quiet.
Throw the Neds in. I believe Grifto is still there, though.
Bastard. Bastard. Is after we're done with Krazakus, I'm going to march right up to that castle and I'm going to give him a what for?
Is it really that bad? It just seems more annoying than anything else.
Oh, annoying can be terrible. Wait until he takes you and puts you in a bird statue and makes you forget everything you've ever known.
Listen, the bird wasn't so bad in retrospect.
Nah, he was a pretty cool bird. I mean, yeah. Pretty messed up idea on Grifto's part, but it worked out pretty well in the long run. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just kind of coming back into myself as I munch on a drumstick.
Where did you get a drumstick?
There's food laid out now.
Food, yeah.
Oh, is there? All right, I missed that part. I'm sorry. Yeah, all right, then I'm nice also eating. I take it back. I'm no longer making fun of you. I'm also eating a drumstick.
Raquel needs a bottle of wine. So,
is there any vegetarian food there?
Of course there is.
There's,
you know what you like.
And they have a salad.
Okay.
Yeah, this is
what did you say, Ben? What kind of salad?
Just I just like said there's a salad.
Oh, there is a salad. I thought you gave it more of like a descriptor. Of
if
like,
you want, you know. I think I still have some of these mushrooms in my backpack from when I was a bird. If you want them, Fennel. Then he holds them out. There's a couple little faces on the mushrooms.
Yep.
I'm sorry about that. I wasn't quite myself. That was probably not good. Bad a button. Bad job.
It's probably be best not to eat any food that has faces on it.
Oh, that's fair. I'm right there with you, buddy. This drumstick doesn't have a face on it, so I'm going to eat it.
So you are replacing a button. I mean, I understand.
I mean, you were a button.
Okay, but now I have
to. Don't worry, I didn't forget a thing. And I pull a bottle of wine out of my pack and throw it to Raquel.
I was about to judge you, darling, but thank you so much.
No, I got you, girlfriend. Don't you worry.
Will you drink with me, Travis?
And I'm going to pour from whatever goblet is on the table.
You were about to make a harsh enemy, and you did great, Sean.
Travis can be pretty dividing at the party.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, cheers, Travis. So delightful to meet you.
A pleasure, Raquel. And I drink.
Drink, and I mean drink and like chug and chug and chug, because we're about to fight a big monster, right? So I basically kind of need to be hung over to do this right. Can I get advantage of hung over? Yeah, like I'm the girl that does better when I'm hung over.
It gets done because you want it over with so you can go home.
Yeah,
and get it
done. Right? I'm like, fuck. Like, just, I need to do.
The gods bow their heads and they say, this is where we leave you. You're already.
Where is this final battle at?
Points to the Muriel, and you see now that there are two missing glass pieces. You are ready to face it. Insert the glass pieces you have found. Okay. And as you're looking at the mural, you see that it depicts a grand castle with a herd of sheep on the ground.
No. God damn it.
Okay. This is your pie chart, Matt. Your sheep is my pie chart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thurl just looks over at the group of gods and he says, where does that lead?
Back I'll to tell you where it leads to that griftlet son of a bitch!
Ow.
Definitely not, John. Careful.
Sorry, but that looks like it's Grifto's castle. Am I right? Is that Grifto's castle?
He has been a kind enough host. The final front confrontation.
That son of a bitch. Fine.
Well, on that note, and Willow waves his hands, and they disappear. You guys are left in this beautiful, ice lit room with food, drinks, beds, and the Muriel in the middle.
So, Lauren, what items did we get?
Okay, so so who's going up first?
Oh, I've been fucking itching at these things. I've been Urbex.
Yeah, I think Urbex has been already fingering through them quite a bit.
Urpex, for you, the first thing that you grasp a hold of is a cube of force. I'm just gonna go ahead and give you the item names right now, so we're not fucking with it later.
Cool. Tight.
So, a cube of force, and then the other thing that you also really catches your attention is the cloak of displacement.
Ooh, I like the sounds of those. Mm-hmm. Add item. Got it. Added.
We could change these before the final.
Cube.
I'm sorry.
I'm good. All right. I'm good.
Raquel, there's a, as you go up and inspect it, there is a beautiful sphere, a rod, catches your attention, has six different buttons on it. And as you pick it up, it's, for all intents and purposes, you have the Rod of Lordly Might. Is that 12 times fast?
I actually wanted the carpet if Lisan was still here. I saw that and I was like, I want the carpet. But then I was like,
there's
whatever.
A fucking carpet here. Lisan, you could swear you hear him screaming from the beyond.
I know, right? Like, totally. I thought about it. Really good at heart. I was like, we already have a carpet. But yes, Rod of Lordly Might.
Fennel, as you go up, there's a set of boots that really catch your attention. And you pick them up, and as soon as you pick them up, they glow and kind of dissipate into dust for a second. Then you look down onto your feet, and where your boots typically were are now these new boots. And they actually, it's really interesting because the laces of these boots look like they tie in with your tattoos that have spread down your leg, and they glow. And for all intents and purposes, you have the boots of speed.
Ooh.
I hate myself later for this.
Yes, because if I remember correctly, it doubles my speed, which is now... it makes it now 110 feet per round.
Oh, jeez.
Throden.
And I can run on walls, too.
Sean, Throden, you go up and there is a beautiful... It's very intricately carved iron flask. And you feel drawn to it. And, it's an iron flask. You know what this is, Ben. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way now. So instead of later, I'm not trying to figure it out. You need to roll. Where is it?
Technically, it's you. I think it's a D100.
100? No, I want you to roll it.
You want me to roll it?
I want you to roll it.
Okay.
This cube is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to remember to use it, but it's
Me too. I was like, oh my God, I picked a very aggressive item.
85. Not bad. Okay.
This doesn't really fucking make sense. I'm looking at the chart. There's two different...
Yeah, because it's... I'm looking at it. It says that there is a Mezzeloth.
You have a Mezzeloth there. Congratulations. a button slash traverse. It's your turn. And you go up and you see that there is a beautifully carved bow. As you pick it up, it's an oath bow. Oath? And you also, it's an oath bow. And as you're kind of looking at it, something also catches your eyes and you see a coupon.
Pick up the coupon.
It says one free Shashki souvenir mug expired 100 years ago. Just kidding. But it is super expired.
I'm going to take this up with Torin. I'm going to take this up with him. He's not going to get me again.
And I'll let you guys sort out the potions as needed, but you have 5 bottles of greater healing potions. Then a potion of invulnerability.
Ooh.
Just the one.
I got a pretty nice cloak of basically not invulnerability, but if it's sure hard to hit me now.
Yep.
I seem wobbly. Like, you see, I put the cloak on immediately. And now I kind of see, like, every once in a while you glance over at Urpax and you see sort of like a mirage effect. It's fucking dope. Things never coming off.
You just see Fennel, like, testing out his boots, and he's actually, like, going all over the place. Like, you see him here, then all of a sudden he's here, running straight up the walls, and then coming back down. It's like, this is fun.
Oh, this thing's dope.
Gotta go fast.
And
gotta go fast. I become panic.
Hold on, Benjamin.
As you guys are trying out your new gear, you notice that there are new tattoos that form on your forearm. Can everyone roll me just a d12?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. I promise you're fine. You're safe.
Oops. Yeah.
She said roll bit, not type.
You just typed the words d12 and then rolled a 1. Good job.
A 2.
9.
12. If I text, if I message it, is it fine? Is it better?
Fennel, what was your roll?
Yeah, it does. It did bad.
What was your roll?
That would be a 7.
You have a one-time use of the disintegrate spell.
Oh.
So is that what Sean has too? Because he also rolled a 7?
Yep.
Just
you want to re-roll.
And there's going to be a mirror there somewhere, and I'm going to accidentally cast it on myself.
What does a 9 get me?
9 gets you a force cage.
Force cage.
Ooh. Stephanie, what did you roll?
I rolled a 2.
Get earthquake.
Ooh. Please how does that responsibly. Work? Like, do I get the spell, or do I get just one time?
I'm guessing it would be an action to use it.
All of these are one-time use.
So I get one time like that I can use the spell Earthquake.
Correct. Yeah. And the people who rolled 7 get the one-time use of Disintegrate. I realize these are OP as fuck, but you're going to need them.
I understand.
what level of spell of disintegrate is it? Does it just...
Oh, shit. It's whatever that level starts off at. You have, like, whatever that minimum level. Like, it's not that fast. It's at that level.
Okay.
What'd you get? Got a one. You get Power Word Heal.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's useful.
I had that a long time ago. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Am I missing anyone, Kyle? What did Urpax get?
No. You got me. You got me with, I've already forgotten, Force Cage.
Cage, that's right. Okay. Did I miss anyone? Is that everyone?
I think that's everyone. Cool.
Perfect. All right, and you guys have the rest of the night to rest.
Lauren, you're a great DM. Thank you.
Yep, thank you
so much.
You're
welcome. This is a future apology for what's to come.
Oh. I kind of know. And I'm a little nervous.
You know what? I don't fucking care. Like, as long as I made it to the end battle, like, I don't care.
Is there a hot tub here, Lauren?
Oh my god, now. Please have a hot
tub. I've always wanted to be an ingredient in adventure soup.
A hot tub appears.
And I'm going to be like, well, y'all, I don't know about you, but I could, I mean, it looks like I could go for a bath, right?
Like always, I would love to take a bath.
And I just strip down to my skivvies. Or is for a soup customary to be naked? How does this work?
Soup.
And I naked. Just kind of, and I'm kind of like adjusting naked. My pants, like, what do y'all think?
Fennel just does it because he has no shame. He doesn't understand it.
All right. And I strip down and I hop in the hot tub.
Right as Urpax is about to get naked, he like goes to open his cloak and then like real quick pops into Tendra. and goes, y'all never said when there was a hot tub. Let's do some hot tubbing.
Wait, that was you?
No shit, idiot.
How have you not gotten this? I mean, I just remembered a bunch of things prior to this, but that's... How do you not know this? Actually, I don't think a button would know.
I was saying, button one here. You would know Travis this, wasn't here. Necessarily.
No, I don't know, but I'm okay with it. You do you, friend. No one stop you from being who you are.
I regret so much.
Yeah, throw them to make it in.
Yeah.
He's a lizard. He likes warm things.
Darlings, this is the best life I could ever live. And then I flamboyantly undress. And are the gods up all of the things?
I picture Raquel being older, but still have just a banging body.
Oh god, She has got the bangingest 70-year-old body. I mean, right? It's super fucking hot, like toned and all. From she's all one of the ladies water,
just like, damn, how did you take care of yourself that well for 70 years?
Yeah, like I'm sitting there, like 20-year-old Stephanie is super jealous of her body.
Right? Travers somehow has a ladle and is just kind of, you know, doing the old prospector bath kind of thing.
Okay. Wasn't sure that's where you're going with that. Okay, yeah.
I'm Tendra's getting ladles over the back. I'm on board. Let's do this thing.
Right.
Ooh, y'all.
Pretty nice if you ask me. I mean, I'm not looking forward to tomorrow, but one night. I mean, the last time that I had a night before a big fight, it didn't go so well. I'm really hoping this one goes a little better.
You died so fast.
You heard the story, Jesse. Yes, I did die very fast, very gloriously for the cause.
I think the only one that's still alive that can recount that is, I think, Marcus.
No, Elrond's still around.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We don't know where he is.
I heard all those stories.
So who all then is still around?
Jesus.
They're hard to find, so it's hard to know for sure.
Roll me,
but Marcus is still alive, probably.
I'm gonna roll a history check.
Wait, Denias and Scrag would know, but they're not here right now. They're
also, last we saw them, unconscious.
Yeah,
but they'll be better, Ben.
They'll be okay.
14.
Okay, so 14,
Would I recognize the era that I'm in, or like, because I wouldn't remember a lot of these people because a button came in super late.
Well, you saw Aramel and Marcus.
Okay, so then I could piece it together.
Aramel, Scragadonius, and Marcus, you have seen those four.
I'm going to have to seek them out after this fight, assuming I don't get debonified again.
Oh, that's the first thing I'm going to do, Sean.
If Travers doesn't die this battle, Lauren, you've done something wrong.
I mean, what are the odds you'll die the same way twice?
I mean, that's fair, but we'll see what happens, you know?
So if he brings up Denias and Scrag, I'm probably going to be like, Travis, darling, we need to have a small conversation about where, you know, they're at right now. But you know what? Let's drink. And we'll talk about that later.
Think too long and hard about all the problems of the world is what got us here in the first place.
It's a future us problem, and I appreciate your dedication to it.
Cheers.
Tendra goes and grabs another turkey leg and brings it back to the hot tub.
Yeah, you gotta eat the Tendra soup.
I think Fennel's like eating like some sort of like trail mix.
Jesus
Christ. Like a little trail kebab mix or something. Yeah.
Thurman's probably eating mushrooms off his back.
Somehow that's less weird than eating like nuts, like
I don't know whether it just gets soggy in the water or what.
It's not good.
Travers is joking you. I mean, you enjoy your horse food over there, Mr. Fennel. I'm glad that you made it through, and I'm glad that we're all here prepared for the final battle. You all are gonna do great. I believe in all of you. I'm so happy to be back.
Y'all are fighting too, right? You make it sound like you're proud of us, but you're doing some shit too, right?
Fighting too. I'm very excited to be fighting. I just, that bastard Grifto, we're going back to his castle. He plays all these rotten tricks. Just be careful out there tomorrow.
Don't get emotional. You got your bones.
I'm sorry. By the way, what part of your lawn are you from there, Tender? We seem to have a lot of the same accent going on.
Well, the thing is that I'm totally made up, so it doesn't really matter.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean, Sean, the part of Irulan he's from doesn't exist anymore, so.
Mm-hmm.
But we would probably be familiar, because I'm from parts of Irulan throughout history.
Yeah, but how many of them still exist?
It's true.
Oh, that is true.
A lot of them are very much so not in the same form. But anywho, so we're just chilling here now, right? We're just partying.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Are the gods just watching us? Like,
no.
All right. They peaced out.
That's fair. They should.
So the question is, I thought about a hot tub for all of us to sit on. It just appeared. Let me try something real quick. Do things that I want that we want appear?
The hot tub certainly appeared.
I think long and hard about a very nice physique male gentleman.
Nope, nothing happens.
Damn it. Damn it.
Dang.
Well,
so are the gods gone now? Or are they still existing?
I reckon they exist as long as we exist, because this here hot tub we're in is them by the sounds of it.
Are you saying we're inside God?
They turned into all of these things. We got a table with food. We got a hot tub.
I'm just a simple folk. Maybe I didn't understand what they said, but I'm pretty sure they said they turned into this hot tub.
I think long and hard about a fireplace.
Fireplace appears.
Oh, it works. I mean, some things work and some things don't. You guys try it. Think of something you want. I just thought of a fireplace. It's right over there now.
I just get a frosty beer.
If the gods still exist, should we invite them to join us in the hot tub?
Having their own hot tub party.
A god hot tub party. I am all about.
Would we have taken from them that they are gone now? Like, did they express the gravity? Like, are they gone, gone?
Yeah, they are gone. They've put a lot of their essence into making this place a sanctuary. They put a lot of their powers into making making sure that you guys were ready for whatever comes next. Well, so they made the sanctuary for you guys.
I'm going to think long and hard about a nice frosty ale.
Nice frosty ale. Yes, it does.
I cheer his throat and I say, to Malil, he made me remember who I was, but they made me remember who I am. And to the others, I don't really know who they are, but thank you for this ale. And I drink it.
It's delicious. So you guys, I'm kind of going to kind of expedite this a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there any big preparations that you want to do for the big battle the next morning or that night?
I just want to make sure I'm super clean, super ready to go. Check out my muscles a little bit.
Yeah.
Super fresh.
I just need my spell slots back. There's nothing I don't have any, like, I can't, you know, we're not going to get all married. I don't have ceremony.
That's unfortunate.
I know. It's a good idea. That. But
so Frodo's going to take out a small black stone and say, hey, Travers, would you like to try and hit this with a sword?
I would be tempted to take you up on that. However, Grifto has taken my sword, so I have no ability to do so.
I hand you a sword.
I'm going to hold the sword. Now, what will this accomplish there, friend?
Well, I needed two of these, and I only have one, so...
So you would like my assistance in chopping this here stone in half?
Yes.
And I flex my muscles. I say, well, same thing couldn't happen two times in a row, right? And I'm going to take the sword, and I'm going to fucking hit the stone with it.
All right, make an attack roll.
I don't even, what would it, because I'm not proficient in it. I mean, no, I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter.
Yeah, you're proficient in it.
Yeah,
you'd be proficient.
So then, d20.
Say something wrong.
What's your strength?
Plus my proficiency bonus plus strength? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
20.
I don't know how to do it.
20.
Hit a rock.
You shatter throat and cast a disintegrate.
Into your shadow. You cleave it in two. Nothing terrible happens.
Whew. Oh. Well, there you go. There's two stones. I knew it couldn't happen twice in a row.
It starts melting.
So I distinctly remember that a button would sleep next to Fennel, correct?
Yes.
In a completely non-sexual way, Travers is gonna just, for the night when we do go to sleep, just gonna snuggle up to Fennel. Because it's what he's been doing for the last, like, entire time that we've been together.
Fennel's oddly okay with this, maybe because he just sees him as a bird that just became human.
Just a completely platonic snuggle.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else happening tonight?
No.
I would just probably have a couple drinks with Raquel.
For sure.
I joined the drinking team, especially as Tendra. I'm perfect. Way more down to drink.
Nothing
yes,
outside
team drinking.
Had, but I think team we all need to get our nerves down a bit, get some sleep.
Fennel's just resting up from all the wounds he has.
You guys have a great rest. Probably the best rest that you've had in a long time. And the next morning greets you. And there's food, fresh breakfast food ready for you to go.
There's a large
little care packages, like little lunch bags.
Nice. There's a large puddle of drool next to the hat. And just like a fucking burly man, like splayed out, leg off the bed, just like.
Fennel's not pleased by this.
Why?
Nothing tried to happen over the night, though. It was just a friendly snuggle. I wake up and I grab my sack lunch and look inside the sack lunch. Is there anything out of the ordinary?
Foods.
There's a sack lunch.
Fucking horse meat as sack far lunch. As the eye can see. Just fucking pounds of horse jerky.
No. whatever makes Travers happy.
What is it? Tack? I can't remember what it's called.
Hardtack?
Hardtack. Yep. Horse jerky and hardtack.
Sounds right.
Happening right now.
Gross as shit. But
yeah.
I'm assuming I've got better stuff in my bag. But also, I woke up as Zerpax.
Cool.
Here's a question. Can you wear two cloaks? I have two now, so.
Perfect. And that's fine.
Okay.
You can have all the cloaks. Can you wear two pairs of pants, Kyle?
Is it going to be warm where we're going? Because I'm very clothed. But I guess in Urpex, that's good because I'd always have a chill. So
it's like you're old, right?
And I'm
like,
old. I'd always be cold.
You're always cold.
I'm fine.
It's 1,000 degrees and you're cold.
I just have studded leather armor and two cloaks on.
Fine. That's fine. Totally.
Okay, sorry.
Well, friends, are we ready to do this?
No.
No, darling, but you know what? We'll get there together and it will be a delight.
The power of friendship prevails.
When you were a bird, you would be the first in, so,
Oh, gosh. I go. Do we need to put the little glass things back together, or do we just touch it, or do I fucking Leroy Jenkins through the stained glass window?
God. I was thinking more of like a Captain Planet, like we put all of our rings together, our powers combined, put in the stained glass window.
I'm sorry, I just love the image in my head of fucking this burly man wearing a buttons travel cloak.
What the gods told us was that whenever we're ready to go fight Krasakas, we put the glass pieces back in the window, and that will do what needs to be done.
Right. So then Travers puts his hands out for the glass pieces? Do you guys hand them over? Because
I don't have one.
First. Okay, so yeah. I'm guessing I get handed them, yep. So then Travers, with his burly arms, wearing a buttons little cloak and his little backpack, he walks up to the glass and he puts them where they need to go. What happens?
And the mural comes to life, and it has this weird shimmer, and it doesn't look like it's glass anymore. It looks almost opaque a little bit.
Is it like a portal?
And it turns into a portal, yeah.
And then I say, I'm coming, Grifto, you bastard! And I'm coming, Krasakith! And I pull off my bow and I jump through the portal.
Okay, roll me dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Dexterity saving throw. 12.
Okay, so you jump through the portal and out through the other side. It's actually like the portal was a little bit further up from the ground than you anticipated. So you hit the ground, but you're able to catch yourself. And you find yourself actually in a castle this time.
Okay.
And there's a door, a wooden door in front of you. Just one.
Okay, I'm going to wait for them to come through. I'm going to grab a piece of rope from a Buttons adventuring pack and throw it back through the portal.
It doesn't go through. It just smacks it and lands on the ground.
At this point, I would have stepped through the portal.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wait.
My plan was just going to get to the portal, give my little dragonfly a kiss, say, see you later, Pax, and step through the portal.
And you find yourself next to Travers now.
With a rope tied around him.
And he threw a rope and it smacked you actually in the chest as you were coming through.
And I'm holding my bow and looking around wildly, like my eyes wide open. I'm like, don't touch anything. Don't eat anything here. It's all tricks. Just don't do it. And I'm going to kind of carefully
wait for the rest to come through.
Piece of floor and slowly make my way towards the door. Okay. But like it's like very slow. Like I'm testing every little step for any sort of trickery or trap.
I walk full speed to the door and stand in front of him and just say, let's just wait for them to come through.
Well, fair enough. Just be careful. Trust me, this place is all right.
Hey, what's everyone else doing?
I think Fennel just like does like a little like prayer to whatever he prays to and just like charges into the portal.
Right. You find yourself on the other side.
Sorry, go ahead. Raquel takes a huge ass drink and then runs in.
Then throw it in.
Okay. Before Throden goes through,
he takes a pottery. Thinks he reevaluates his life.
Right. Takes a pottery.
He's gonna go find like some like leftover food or something. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like grab like a bowl or something, shove it in there, and then like reach up to his back and kind of like rip off some like mushrooms and stick it in there.
Okay.
Bringing a snack?
Huh? No, he's gonna leave it here. He's like basically trying to like plant.
Okay.
A mushroom in this place.
Interesting. Okay.
Very neat.
And then he's going to follow the rest of the group through.
You guys find yourselves in this stone room faced with a wooden door. And you can hear some rumbling going on outside. You're not quite sure what. There's not a window that appears into the outdoors.
I'm going to open the door, burst it open, draw my bow, and point it, say, Grifto, why would you do this to me? What do I see?
You see a courtyard fall with hedges. But it's above you that's concerning. You see a tear to the sky. You see spider legs starting to jut out.
Do I see the other group?
Only a perception check.
11.
No, you're too enamored with what's going on above you. That's actually where we're going to end tonight's episode.
Oh boy.
It's happening. It's coming.
I'm ready.
I mean, are you? Because I'm not.
No, because I'm ready, Kyle, because I'm ready to die. Like, I'm ready to just let it all go.
Until next time. Doodles.
Bye.
Bye.